A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Andy Zaltzman. This is another issue of Top Stories in which we delve into the Bugle archives to find out the most important thing in the universe at some point over the last almost 16 years. Now, some issues are never very far from the front pages, and in August 2013, it was immigration policy, making the headlines for the, let me count them, gazillionth time on both sides of the Atlantic. I discussed it with John Oliver.
Top story this week, immigration! And immigration policy is a tricky banana to unpeel, Andy, but it's well worth it if you can get it open for, you know, inside is soft, sweet compassion for your fellow human beings. Just be careful where you throw that peel, because that's a banana skin that can trip you out of office. And big immigration news on both sides of the Atlantic at the moment. First up, British citizenship! And in Britain, Andy, as you know, the unofficial immigration policy is, we're an island, there's no room. If we get any more people on this island, we're going to sink. You're simply too heavy to live here. I'm sorry, good day. I said good day! The UK government has introduced a new test for UK citizenship, where applicants will have to correctly answer questions about Britishness, ranging from principles of medieval land ownership to the invention of the hovercraft. And sure, Andy, I mean, look, that seems fair. What immigrant should not have at least a working knowledge of medieval land ownership? I mean, just to be clear, the extent of my knowledge of medieval land ownership is that there was probably land back in medieval times, and some people probably owned it. That's the beginning and the end of my knowledge. I think King Arthur lived on some land, but I'm not sure if he owned it or not. He might have leased it from that lady that lived in the water. Like I said, I just don't know. But I don't need to know, Andy, that's the point. Because I'm not applying to be British. I don't need to. I already am British. I'm fully qualified.
Oh, you were. You were British, John.
The qualification doesn't go away, Andy. I'm not sure that's legally true, but I feel it in my heart.
But the new citizenship test is intended to put more emphasis on British history and achievements than previous versions. So I think it's very important, John, for would-be asylum grants to know about British history, because it means that when they're sitting their immigration test to see if they're going to be able to be British enough, and they've come up against a question, list the reasons why you and thousands like you are moving away from your own country and trying to move to Britain, you can simply answer, British history.
Well, you as well, though, you're right. See, let's not wrap racism in a cloak of claiming that you want to educate people here. Why don't they just write the immigration test that they actually want to, Andy, and simply hand potential immigrants a piece of paper with, f*** off written on it. And when they say, this doesn't seem to be a question, simply reply, oh, it is. It is a question. And you can answer it correctly by f***ing off. The test will also include the achievements of Monty Python, Rudyard Kipling and Andrew Lloyd Webber, and are all included in a 180-page Home Office syllabus, which asks potential citizens to learn about British history, culture and values from the Stone Age to the 2010 general election, when British history ended. Before they take a new and a more tough life in the UK test as part of the government's intention to dramatically reduce net migration. And I have to say, Andy, I do like the idea of Monty Python featuring on this test, because you can learn a lot about the British psyche from the fact that we love them so much. Look, you're going to be living in a country where we found these men dressed up as ladies, talking in squeaky voices, slapping each other with fish and making Kierkegaard jokes. We love them. If you're on board with that, you're more than welcome to sashay in.
But British values have, of course, shifted with time and necessity, and we've let go some previous values that we used to hold dear, such as enslaving massive numbers of people invading anywhere that had anything that even looked like it might look smart at a museum. So these things are always constantly shifting, John, and as the famous ancient Roman soldier, gladiator and philosopher Maximus Decimus Meridius himself once said, what we do in life echoes in eternity, by which I think he meant, can't have an Oscar, there is so much blood in this film. But immigration in the 21st century is full of these echoes of what Britain has done in its life, for good and bad through British history. And I look at my daughter's school class, John. So there's children in her class, about 30 kids in her class, and they come from maybe 15 or more different national and ethnic backgrounds. It's like a living lesson in global and British history. And trying to explain to my six-year-old daughter why children whose families come from all corners of the world are sharing the same classroom, it's quite difficult without sitting her down and saying, right, you know how round about the end of the last ice age the land bridge between Britain and continental Europe was flooded, making us an island again? Right, well, it all basically started from there, and then a few thousand years later, the Romans invaded, and so on and so on and so on, until, as you say, history ended in 2010. It might even be easier to go further back to when the first fish climbed out of the sea all of those millions of years ago and said, I am f***ing done with swimming.
The applicants are going to be expected to score 75% or above in a 24-question multiple-choice exam to secure a pass into Britain. And migrant groups have attacked the new test as a lampoon of Britishness that made citizenship harder to achieve but for all the wrong reasons. And the section on India and empire in general is likely to slightly wind up any Indians or Pakistanis who are applying, because there is a box on the poet Rudyard Kipling with an extract from his poem, If, and a description of, for the most part, an orderly transition from empire to commonwealth, with countries being granted their independence. I'm guessing there's going to be a few hands going up during that exam, and he's saying, excuse me, I'm sorry, I just think there's a problem with this exam paper, unless that's a joke. Is that one of your funny Monty Python jokes? But I don't think it is, because you're not dressed like a lady. Or does orderly transition mean something different in English than I think it does? The test seems to have omitted the fact that over a million people died in communal and religious violence at Britain's withdrawal during the partition in 47. And it would be great if all the questions were that revisionist, Andy. All saying, how peaceful was the transition of power from Britain to India? A, very peaceful. B, remarkably peaceful. C, ridiculously peaceful. Or D, I don't wish to live in Britain. Or they could go even further, Andy, and actually make people sign guilt disclaimers as part of the test, absolving Britain historically from any blame regarding their country's behaviour. So they could just sign I, the undersigned, hereby state that I shall not blame Britain at any point in the future for any action regarding my country of origin at any point in history. Furthermore, any misfortunes my country may have experienced, I shall hereby state we fully brought upon ourselves. I shall henceforth refer to Britain's map drawing skills as perfection, and that Britain has an ability to put borders exactly where they were supposed to be. Please don't listen to me anymore, a silagrant.
Well, I don't think it's unfair, John, to expect people wanting to move to this country to accept our history for what we pretend it is.
Learn how we live. Climb inside our heads. Immigration adverts now, and well, so much is the fear of the influx of Romanians and Bulgarians in Britain that Britain is actually considering launching a negative ad campaign in those two countries to persuade potential immigrants to stay away from the UK. That the UK is essentially not that place. Not that nice a place to live. I'm just not sure, Andy, that any other country would be capable of even thinking of an idea like that, let alone actually considering go through with it.
If anything, this could be just typical British modesty. You know, downplaying our country, saying, actually, no, it is genuinely a pile of shit. Honestly, it really is. But just that's the kind of people we are, John.
The plan, which apparently is going to focus on the downsides of British life, is one of a range of potential measures to stem immigration to Britain next year when curbs imposed on both country citizens living and working in the UK are going to expire. So a report over the weekend quoted one minister saying that such a negative advert would correct the impression that the streets here are paved with gold. And I mean, this is just amazing stuff, Andy, because it's quintessentially English. We are such a negative group of people that I think we might actually be able to pull that off. There's no word yet on how the advert might look, or, you know, whether it's going to try and make Britain just look as horrible as possible, or try and, you know, encourage would-be migrants to wake up to the joys of their own lands. But this is a whole new era for advertisers, Andy. Countries around the world spend millions of dollars on hiring firms to promote them as tourist destinations. You know, come to Britain, feel the history. And it will be amazing to see adverts that say, don't come to Britain, it really is tremendously overhyped. Tremendously.
Albania, just as crap, but so much closer. Paid for by the British Tourist Board.
We just spent billions of pounds, Andy, on the Olympics to showcase ourselves as a vibrant, modern country. Clearly, we missed a huge opportunity to stage the most negative opening ceremony in Olympics history, focusing on the many reasons never to visit Britain.
Well, it just shows, John, that you know, a number of people were prepared to take this into their own hands. We had the riots in 2011, showed our youngsters patriotically trying to make Britain less attractive to foreigners. I mean, you might find the sight of teenagers vomiting uncontrollably in every town centre in the country every single weekend a little bit disappointing, perhaps not the fulfilment of the national dream of freedom that our forefathers fought all those world wars for. But I see it as their generation's Dunkirk, John. Just as our grandparents and great-grandparents got blitzed, so the new generation is getting blitzed in a different way. They share the same ultimate goal to keep Britain independent and British.
Thank you for listening. Do support what we do at The Bugle by donating via thebuglepodcast.com. If you're listening in Apple, you can also click the button to support us right now. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.